Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are everywhere in your world, online, FM, AM, satellites, but yeah, on your computers, npr.org/Bryant Park. And now it's the time when we get a little more company in our studio. It's not just Allison and I anymore. We beckon, we ask, we call in our amazing, I'm going to call you amazing, you are amazing, our amazing producers into the studio for the most. Ian, you're up.
All right, this is from philly.com. website of the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Philadelphia Daily News. This was the most popular and most emailed there, and I like to read that paper every day, check in on my old hometown. And it turns out what's going down there, yesterday some kids broke into a high school with 85 chickens.
First question, where do the kids get 85 chickens?
Well, that's being investigated right now.
Apparently you're the only one with that question, Allie. There's
actually a quote from one of the spokespeople for the school. I'm pretty sure there's a very upset poultry farmer somewhere who wants them back.
That's not how people talk in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I imagine it was kind of
messy in the school, I imagine.
Yeah, they said they didn't find any eggs. These were all hens, apparently, which is weird. It was so messy that they had to cancel school that day, which canceled classes for 3,600 students. So I guess this was a gigantic, enormous school.
Can you imagine walking into school and there's like all these chickens in your
I think
hallway?
It would be like the best day ever.
Ever. I'm with you.
I mean, there's actually like the kids, of course, were happy because they didn't have school. But then there's one of the secretaries and spokespeople from the school, like a secretary saying, they were so cute. You had everybody laughing. And then, you know, Philly has a huge crime problem, and she says, you know, the chickens, it's better than hearing about a shooting, which is true.
Yes,
glass
it is
half full kind of lady. All right, Dan, you're off the Giants beat, back on your food beat.
That's right, but for the record, Allie, I pitched four different stories today, and Matt picked the one that had something to do with food.
That's
all
true.
Right,
we're all about pigeonholing here at the
That's
Bryant
right
Park Project.
Yeah, but this is the most emailed from the Chicago Tribune. Wheeling, which is a town near Chicago in Illinois, explains reasons for citing pig roaster. This gentleman who is of Filipino descent, or origin, he's from the Philippines actually, not just descent, he was cited for roasting whole pigs in his backyard. And this, now, backyard barbecuing in the city of Chicago is very popular, and this got a lot of people very concerned that the city was not going to be allowing more elaborate barbecues. Turns out that the real issue is whether or not he was selling the pigs. If you're selling them, then there are all these Board of Health regulations and various ordinances that need to be observed. If you're just cooking for your family and friends, then you're still okay.
Now, is that with any food or specifically because it's meat?
It's with any food.
You can't just sell food out
of your house without
like a
having...
a vegetable market?
Someone needs to come and inspect that.
No, that's been one of the big things
lemonade
with a lot
stand?
Of the street meat vendor guys,
right.
Small businesses is the street meat.
But this, he was actually roasting whole pigs for a Filipino holiday, and he was it was for to raise... awareness or to celebrate this event for his church. And
so it was a fundraiser.
Right. No, it wasn't a fundraiser. It was just for the celebration. I misspoke. Just for a celebration. But there was a lot of back and forth because they said, oh, well, this guy says he gave you $140. And he said, no, that money was just to cover the cost of the pig and the charcoal. But
poor guy.
It sounds like a delicious holiday.
Caitlin, what do you have?
I have a story from the San Francisco Chronicle about scientists learning adhesive lessons from geckos. Now, if anybody knows anyone who has a gecko, you've seen them, how they can sort of just stake their five-fingered toes and walk along the edge of their cages. And it's pretty cool. So they've sort of trying to harness this ability they have. The toes of the gecko are covered with millions of microscopic hairs, so they say to think of each toe as a teensy-weensy toothbrush. Millions of the hairs on the toes create the form of adhesive, and the scientists are studying this, and they've sort of applied it to a tape that they can use to attach things, and they're thinking this technology can be applied to non-slip shoe soles or bandages that cling to the skin but peel away without ouch. One of the biophysicists working on the project said, forget Spider-Man, we should be talking about Gecko Girl.
I mean, Spider-Man should have been a gecko. It makes more sense. He kind of looks more like a gecko.
Yeah. Well, if this technology works, who knows? We could be clinging to buildings tomorrow just like geckos.
Awesome.
As most emailed from the San Francisco Chronicle, Matthew Martinez, our senior supervising producer.
Hello. I have the most emailed story right now at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Headline, another JFK son DNA may tell.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, this is how this all started. Vanity Fair, looking into whether this guy in Canada may be the illegitimate son of JFK. It gets picked up by Page Six, the New York Post.
Oh, then all heck breaks loose.
And then the Globe and Mail in Toronto publishes a story about Page Six's item about Vanity Fair maybe doing a story about JFK's illegitimate son. Has your head not exploded yet? Yeah, exactly. Anyway, there's a guy. His name's Jack. And instead of being tracked down, he decided to come forward and say, I'm probably the guy you're looking for. I love the description of him. Jack is tall, slim, and freckled complexion. Hazel eyes and thick reddish-brown hair parted on the left, swept across his forehead. He has perfectly straight teeth. Kennedy teeth, one might be tempted to say. Sitting across from him, the term boyish comes to mind. He grew up in the...
Did you say that?
Is that... Yeah.
Could be the guy you're looking for.
I could be the guy. It turns out that he is American. He lives with his Canadian wife in Canada. And all he needs is some DNA from the Kennedy clan to prove that he is indeed a Kennedy. They're going to do a DNA test. Kennedys haven't said if they're actually going to give the DNA. And he says that he will sign an agreement saying he will seek no financial remuneration.
Oh, really?
If he is
DNA
proved.
Prenup.
Yes, a DNA prenup of sorts.
Interesting.
Number one most emailed at Seattle Post Intelligence.
And my most is most popular on Google News. Headline, newborn rhino named after Kofi Annan. I don't know if this is a nice thing or not. There's a newborn rhino in Kenya, part of a Maasai Mara Reserve. Cute little guy. He's got a big horn. He's a black rhino. Now, they're saying that this has nothing to do with the fact that Kofi Annan is trying to mediate the situation down there between Odinga and Mwai Kibaki. But as one person put it, associated with the situation, thick-skinned Kofi Annan is likely to spend years in the wild. That's the rhino,
not the actual
former Kofi.
Got it.
Secretary General. So baby Kofi, check him out. And all of these other stories on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park. It's the most.